Hey, Trendsetter, when I said we'd be back in style, right? And there's nothing like being in style than here at the house, Powerhouse Gym in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. The best gym in the entire state of NJ, hands down. Anybody that disagrees with me, come see me. But here we're talking to, well, you know, he's become a good friend, and now hopefully he becomes a good friend to the show, and that is Vinny Galante. And Vinny, who is going to compete in the 2023 Masters Olympia Tournament in Romania, folks. I mean, how many people can say that they're going to Romania, right? This guy's going. You can follow him on his social media, Vinny Galante underscore, right? Yep. Vinny Galante underscore. And this interview is brought to you by Body Delights in Belleville, New Jersey, 394 Washington Ave. Definitely go check them out. They're sponsoring this episode of HSP Podcast. Vinny, first and foremost, man, when you get the call and you finally know it's official, because we've been talking about it, we don't try to bring it out into the air because we don't want to bring any negativity, but when you finally get the call, dude, and you finally know that you're going, what's the feeling like?
I got emotional. This is almost 39 years in the making. You know, I've been competing a long, long time, and I was a good bodybuilder, but I wasn't a great bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. I never had that opportunity to get to the Mr. Olympia. So at the age of 56, I'm going to be standing on stage for the first time, on an Olympia stage for the first time.
Has there been now time for it to sink in, now that you were waiting for it, the anticipation of waiting to possibly get called to be invited to do it? Now you're here. It's now been almost maybe, what, a week past, 2 weeks past. Yep. Now. What's the feeling like now that it's settled in and you know this is the reality?
It's go time. It's, you know, I normally prep for a contest for 12 weeks. And this one, I had said in my head, okay, I'm going to, I usually do a transition diet, where a transition phase into prep. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I want to do this where I know me, and I know that the excitement of it is going to override, like, how I'm thinking and how I'm, like, operating. And I was going to give that like a 10-day window, and that would lead into 16 weeks out, which is tomorrow. And so now I just know it's like, here it is. I'm actually going to be training for the Masters Olympia, and I've got 16 weeks to do it starting tomorrow.
And so how does one train for this? Because there's other competitions that you've trained for, right? Mm-hmm. What kind of training are you going to be doing for this one in particular? Because this is a big one. Obviously, we've talked about it for the last several months. So this is a big one for you. How does one go about training for this one? And what's going to be your preparation?
So basically, I'm going to be staying in my own lane. I know it works for me. I know the guys that I'm going to be competing against, right? Mm-hmm. And some of them are bigger, taller. And I can't play their size game. I can't train the way they train. I just have to stay true to who I am and what I do in the gym and make sure I cross my T's and dot my I's and, you know, get all my meals in and get my cardio in and not miss a rep, not miss a set, and just really just give it 100% with everything. It can't be just one thing.
Now, with all this, it really feels that it's more of, at this stage, more of a mental game than anything physical. You've been there before. You know what it's like to get prepared for a competition, granted the severity of this competition that you're going now, the importance of it, obviously. But again, through anything, as people know, and people who don't follow the world of bodybuilding don't really know the wear and tear that goes into preparing for these events. You yourself, you know, having shoulder surgery and now having to alter your routine. Talk to me about how that was like for you when you had to deal with these injuries and, for the most part, probably have to work around them when you're getting ready for a competition. What's that like?
Well, I was retired. I thought I would never do this again. I thought I would never compete again, would never step on stage again. And I was a couple of years removed from competing, and I tore my right rotator cuff, needed 9 anchors to repair it. And then a year later...
Did you tear it while you were training?
Yeah, I tore it while I was training. I did something stupid. I did a rookie move where the weights I knew I should be using were being used by somebody else. I didn't wait, and I went a substantially heavier, and I tore my shoulder. And then a year later, I tore my left shoulder, and I got 5 anchors in that shoulder. So I've got 14 in total. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think about anything but just hopefully I could just get back in the gym again one day. Yeah. I didn't even think about competing at that time.
Yeah, you just wanted to go back to a normal life where you're just working out and exercising and stuff like that,
though. Yeah, and I just put one foot in front of the other, and it made it happen, and thought positive things. And I know it sounds so cliche, but I really just wouldn't think of anything that was negative. I didn't think about what I couldn't do. Mm. I focused on what I could do. And when I focused on what I could do, the workouts just became better. And then I started developing a little system at an older age to say, okay, I could do this. And other people who have injuries and setbacks, I want to see if I could compete and maybe inspire them. And I got back on stage in 2017, probably prematurely. I took dead last at the Masters Baltimore Pro. And, you know, I'm not a quitter. Once I start something, I got to finish it.
Oh, no, this guy. No, dude. This guy is stubborn to a fault. No. He will not quit until he accomplishes his goal, which is obviously why you are at where you're at right now. Obviously.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, and I did it again in 2018, Masters Baltimore Pro, and I took dead last again. And then everybody was like, I think you should stop. And I'm like, no, I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
And thank God the Masters Olympia wasn't coming in 2019 because I would never have been chosen for it. I would never have been picked. I put my sights together. My heart was in the right place. My mind was in the right place. Competed in the Masters Pittsburgh Pro. And I won the over 50 and the over 40 after putting it all together. And the pandemic happened, and I utilized that time to have a really great off season and a great nutrition plan to put on the size that I needed to compete at another level. And then I had to go back to the Masters Baltimore Pro.
You had to.
I had to. I had unfinished business.
Exactly.
And so I ended up winning the 50, the 40, and the 35 age groups, all three in the same night. So that was pretty awesome. And then last year I did the Tampa. I won the Tampa. I won the Hurricane Pro.
Oh, that's right. You did.
He was actually in a hurricane.
Yeah, I was in a hurricane.
So that's how much dedication Vinny has. But Vinny, you know, we're talking about, obviously, you overcoming these certain obstacles that have been in your career and your personal life, right? But it all starts with something. Like, we cover the world of professional wrestling. We remember distinctly in our times what drew us to want to do this or want to follow it or be fans of it. For you, you and I have had discussion before. For me, the first time I was ever introduced into the world of bodybuilding and know anything about that world was one of the most famous movies out there when it comes to the world of bodybuilding, Pumping Iron.
Of course.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, we joke about that too. But can you tell me when you first saw that film, like how much did it impact you in terms of like, what was it about the film that drew you to, this is what I want to do?
Well, you know, before that even happened, I this guy befriended me. He owned a candy store in the Hudson Mall in Jersey City. And he was a fan of bodybuilding. And he would, like, give me these videos that I would set up a projector in my kitchen. I'd put a towel over the refrigerator. I'd set it up, and I'd watch all these old-school guys like Tom Platz and I can't even remember the names of the guys. This was even, you know, before Pumping Iron.
Yeah.
And that led to Pumping Iron. And when I saw Pumping Iron, I was hooked. I was hooked. I believed everything that was in that movie. I believed he missed his father's funeral. I believed everything he said. And I could tell you.
He bought into the rivalry between him and Lou Ferrigno.
But you know what, bought into it, yeah.
But you know, those are the guys, like people that miss birthdays, that miss personal stuff, right? They if it happened or no, but they choose that over that because they their goal is to be the best, right? So you've obviously worked tremendously hard to be where you're at right now, and of course paying off now, of course. So here's the thing. Now, where we're using, for example, social media, where right now you can hop on any podcast or video, of course, on YouTube, but subscribe High Spot Podcast for this video, which will air very soon. So you have the ability now. You've got your own podcast. We'll get into that. But talk about how it's changed now where, like, before you have to, like, you know, you have to maybe trade tapes. You'd have to do stuff like that. And now you can get on your phone and just promote yourself. Talk about how this would have benefited you guys back then. Would the sport have been even, like, more notable than
it
is
think,
now?
I don't think I would have accomplished what I've accomplished if social media was
really
prevalent. So you have to remember. So powerhouse is what, 40,000 square feet?
40,000 square feet.
And you have multiple different people in here competing.
Yeah.
Some of them, which won't even talk to me because I'm literally the old guy, right? And they don't even appreciate the knowledge that I've acquired over the almost 40 years.
It's mind-boggling.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you're in a 4,000 square foot gym, mm-hmm. like I grew up in at Billy's in Bayonne, New Jersey, my first gym, mm-hmm. you had a bunch of guys that became, it was like a brotherhood, and it was camaraderie. It was really that same thing you saw in Pumping Iron. And you had a morning crew and you had an evening crew. And whatever one you walked in on, you were going to get a great workout. You learned from the power lifters and how to train heavy. You learn from the bodybuilders and how to diet and train like a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. That's missing today. And yeah. so, but when I started, you know, like anybody, you don't know you're going to be an actual bodybuilder. You want to be a bodybuilder. And I just plugged away and I kept competing and I started having this career. And we didn't have social media, so I had to create my own network, right? Yeah. So what I did was I put together a booklet of myself, and when I would send it out to all of the people in any magazine, when you opened up a magazine, you would go and like see all the names listed from the editor in chief all the way down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would send it to everybody. I win the Junior USA, my first national title in 1992, and I just kept doing that all year until I got to the USA in 93. I win my weight class in the USA Championships, and I'm lined up with photo shoots because I won, and I start telling them, they start talking, wait, are you the guy who was sending me pamphlets all year long?
So you're kind of doing it ahead of your time, basically. You're trying to,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically doing it yourself, like advertise yourself, basically.
And I was at Strong and Shapely Gym at the time training. This was 1990. Between 91 and 95, I was there, 97.
Yeah.
That was my training partners were there, and guys in the gym were like, why is Vinny Galanti getting all of this publicity?
Yeah.
Why is he getting on covers?
So he's ahead of the game. You're ahead of the game.
I did my work. Yeah. Like, I looked at it as, they're not going to knock on my door. They're not going to call my phone. I got to make it happen.
Exactly.
And so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe social media would help me. I don't know. I just don't understand it on how it's done today.
Yeah.
So I had to fit it in the way I want to fit it in.
Exactly.
So I video my workouts. You know, the guy yesterday's, when I was here doing back on Tuesday, or went Tuesday, I think, and somebody said, why are you only videoing one set? I said, because I have to train.
Exactly.
I can't take the time out. I'm training for the Olympia. I'm not going to video every workout.
Yeah.
Like, why not? We want to see everything. If you want to see it, you're here. You see me. So ask me some questions. Don't just wait for Instagram.
Exactly.
Because I find that bizarre. Like, people will like your pictures, comment, and then ignore you in the gym.
Yeah,
bizarre to me. Yeah. Bizarre.
Well, that's not just in the gym. That's in life in general. They'll comment. They'll make remarks, and like things, and then
like,
they'll completely
ignore
you.
Act like they've never met you or known you.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're a trainer here at the house. Just talk about your experience here at the house. You've been friends with Eric, the owner, Eric Santiago, for a while now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talk about your experience here at the house. Talk about how what it's like to represent, actually, Powerhouse Gym in a way. We're all proud of you.
Thank you.
So just what's it like? What's the camaraderie here? And what's your feeling here about the house?
So, you know, I grew up in Jersey City, a blue-collar mindset. And when I got married in 1995, we moved up to Mahwah, and I was up there for a long time, and I just never fit in. And the gym, Eric had Powerhouse up there, and it never clicked for me up there.
Yeah.
Different mindset, not a hungry mindset. And then when the pandemic happened and everything from South Hackensack moved over here, and I was at another gym working, and Eric was like, hey, I'd love for you to bring your clients over and make the house your house. I'm like, all right, let me think about it. And one thing led to another, and I started training here and training my clients here. I could truly say this is home. The people here, you have so many different types of people from different walks of life. And the blue-collar feel is what you get here. People work hard. Even though you see, like from the outside, you'll see the occasional tripod or somebody's video and stuff. But, I mean, that comes with the territory today, right?
Yeah, it's the new day and age we live in, unfortunately.
Right, and everybody's still training. You know, I one of my clients said to me just recently, like a week or two ago, like, oh, look at that guy. Look at what he's doing. And I'm like, don't mock that guy. He has got different goals than you and I. Mm-hmm. You don't know what people are doing in a gym. You don't know what their goals are. If they just had a death in the family, if they just got over a long divorce, if they just, they're restarting their life. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
You don't.
You don't know. People who come to the gym and train, and I'll say this, I mean this in a good way, we're all messed up in the head, and we're all looking to clear our heads in the gym.
Yeah.
And
very true.
Not everybody, but everyone's looking to better themselves, and you got to always remember that, because if you look at it another way, like you're only here to be a bodybuilder, then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, of course.
But the gym here, the equipment here is conducive to train hard. The music could be a little bit better.
We need
more AC/DC. but no, this is a great place. The equipment is great. I mean, Eric's always updating something. You're like, Eric, where are you going to put it? I'll find a spot.
And then this guy's like a kid in the canister. Whenever there's a new piece of equipment out, he's got to be the first one to unwrap it.
He's our tester here.
Absolutely.
He's got to give his thumbs up.
It's got to pass the Vinny test and give the thumbs up.
The day the standing chest press came in, I was like, oh, yeah. I got to rip this apart. I got to take the packaging apart. Yeah.
So just before we wrap up here, your podcast, we want you to plug that because it's something that you've delved into. You got in the podcast game. So,
and something I have to say, too, before you finish off, Jeff, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I always don't like
him. Yeah, he doesn't like me, so he just always interrupts.
I want to commend you on that because it was a new thing was very strange and probably scary to dive into.
Well,
and you have, and it's been quite successful.
So it ties into kind of where and how I'm competing as a Masters competitor. I won. See, in my career, I always went after the national championships. Yeah. I won the USA, mm-hmm. and then in the nationals, it was from second place to sixth place throughout almost a 14 year period. Mm-hmm. I never turned professional as the national champion. I turned professional as the Masters national champion in 2008, and I came up with the idea of marketing Masters, if you will, with Masters Muscle.
Yeah.
Then I never did anything with it. I kind of let it go to the side, and I never picked it up again. But then when I started competing as a Masters competitor in the IFBB again, I said, let me see, what could I do with this thing?
Yeah.
And I talked to you guys for a long time about, like, how do I do a podcast? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a technical guy. And then my co-host is Sean, and he has Supps Talk Radio, and I was on his podcast and other podcasts that he was on. And I said to Sean, I said, what if I went under the umbrella of Supps Talk Radio? We hosted Masters Muscle podcast. Yeah. And my concept is to interview anyone over the 40 age group to shine light on the fitness industry, the fitness field, anything that involves over 40 fitness. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be bodybuilding. It could be anything. And we took off with having our first guest as Gary Udit, our vice chairman of the IFBB and NPC. He's based out of Pittsburgh. And we've had some really good guests like Jose Raymond to recently Tom Terwilliger, my friend this weekend, the other night, Billy Scarnati, who's won the Masters Nationals. Lee Priest we had on. We're going to have Adela Garcia. We're going to have Tony Pearson on. We're going to have Porter Cottrell on. So we got a lot of guys and females, competitors from back in the day, because a lot of fans want to hear their story.
Of course.
You know, they want to hear the old school story. Yeah. And I'm also going to be having on next Monday, we're going to have three competitors from overseas on who are going to be competing in the Masters Olympia. One of them, I believe, Sergio Lima, who I'll be standing on stage with. In my class at the Open Bodybuilding Championships.
All right.
In the Open Olympia. And the other guy, I think, is a classic, and one's a wellness girl. And so we're going to interview them, give them shine light on their careers. And we have other competitors that are this girl, Cheryl Myers, coming on, mm-hmm. who has an amazing story. She has a colostomy bag and still competes.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you hear Cheryl's story, you are people out there who think they can't do it, or not even just compete, just get to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just get to the gym and think they're, oh, I'm too unhealthy, I can't go to the gym. You can. And listen to Cheryl's story, and it'll inspire. If Cheryl's story doesn't inspire you, it's coming on in about a month. So we got that going, and it's going pretty good.
I've always said that if you think you have it bad, there's other people that have it worse.
Worse.
You
know?
And then
yours.
People have other stories, too, as well. So where can they find that the podcast? What's the Instagram for that? And what's the
_ Masters Muscle Podcast on Instagram. And you could also get it through my Instagram, Vinny Galanti _.
Listen, man, 16 weeks away. We think it's a long time, but it's not. Hopefully have you on even in after or before that just to catch up with you. But, man, inspirational story. We're proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
We're very happy. You know we're always pulling for you. And
I guess there's only one thing left to do is win the whole thing.
Win the whole bleeping thing.
Listen, I'm going there. I'm going there with, you know, realistic expectations.
And so are we. You're going to win. That's it. That's our reality, yeah. You know. Might have a different mindset, but we're like, Vinny G here, man. He's got it.
We see you personally work so hard here on the gym floor, and just talking to you, man, you're inspirational. And I do appreciate when you come up to me and you give me some tips and pointers.
Of course,
I really take them to heart, and I appreciate that you even take the time out to even notice me and and my workout. And hey, how can I help him out? Whatever, I truly appreciate that, man. And
you're welcome.
Definitely, man, pulling for you, bro.
You know what? I look at it this way. You and I are no different. We put our pants on the same way every morning, one leg at a time. And
one
if I
leg
could take,
at a time. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Vinny does it 3 legs at a time.
I wasn't going
there. There you go.
I did.
All right.
But why? I'm no better than anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's a detriment to me sometimes because some people actually believe they're equal to me when they haven't even accomplished anything in the sport. No. So I'm. Whatever, it's all good, you know. It's all good.
Listen, you're humble by nature, but we don't have to be humble at all because you know we state what we see.
We'll boast for you, man.
This guy here, he's getting ready. 16 weeks will be just like that, and then all of a sudden he'll be very tan when we see him next time.
He is Vinny Galanti here, a trainer at Powerhouse Gym in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. The house interview is brought to you by Body Delights, 394 Belleville, New Jersey, Washington Ave. Make sure you pick up supplements from our boy Eddie, the supplement guy. Vinny, best of luck, man. Thank you for coming on, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you, man.
Love you guys. Thank you.